When winter arrives, so do a lot of favorite holiday pastimes and seasonal sports. And some of the most popular just happen to take place on the ice, from casual ice skating with friends and family to pickup games of hockey. But as graceful or athletic as you may be on the ice, it's imperative that you keep safety in mind. Over the last 5 years in Manitoba, an estimated 60 vehicles have fallen through thin, unsafe ice during early December and spring. Ice fishing should be a fun activity, not life-threatening. Outdoor enthusiasts are encouraged to use common sense on the ice. If you're going skating or ice fishing with a group, stay off ice that's less than 10 centimeters thick. As a general rule, avoid ice that has cracks or ice near inlets or moving water. If you're not familiar with an area, be sure to talk to the locals because ice is rarely the same thickness all the way across a body of water and can change. If you're going ice fishing, it may also be a good idea to check with a local expert about ice safety. Bait shops or lakeside businesses may know about the ice conditions. Before you head out on the ice, water safety doesn't end just because the lakes and ponds have frozen over. Often, the color of the ice indicates its strength. When it's a clear blue, it's at its strongest. White or snowy ice is only half as strong as blue ice, as a lot of what you're standing on is a mix of snow, which won't bear as much weight. Gray ice is entirely unsafe. Typically, different thicknesses of ice are required for different activities. For instance, the ice should be 15 centimeters for walking or skating on your own. If it's a game of hockey or a group out on the ice, it should be at least 20 centimeters thick. For snowmobiles, a minimum of 25 centimeters is required. And never venture out onto the ice at night. Ice emergencies. If you do find yourself in trouble out on the ice, there are a few pieces of advice you should follow. If you've fallen in through the ice, call for help. Don't attempt to immediately climb back out. Instead, assume a floating position and reach forward, kicking your legs to push your body onto the ice. Once back on the ice, don't stand up, but gradually crawl or roll away from the area, spreading your arms and legs to evenly distribute your body weight. If you see someone else fall through the ice, resist the urge to run out onto the ice where they were. Call for help and attempt to perform a rescue from shore by extending a pole or branch to the individual. Snowmobiles. Canadian Red Cross tracked 398 snowmobile-related deaths over a period of 20 years. Snowmobiling immersion incidents occurred while riders were traveling on ice, going off-road or off bridges, and 59% of incidents occurred on lakes. Alcohol was present or suspected for 58% of fatalities 15 years of age and older. Only 3% of people who died in snowmobiling incidents were properly wearing a flotation device such as a life jacket or survival suit. To be safe, carry rescue equipment such as ice picks, a rope, a cell phone, in a waterproof container, and a first aid kit. Other safety equipment to be considered include a flashlight, waterproof matches, lighter, toolkit, candles, and survival blanket. Do not consume alcohol before or during a snowmobile outing and ensure you are not tired. Ice conditions can change very quickly. If you are returning from a day of riding, check the ice again before crossing. Avoid going out on the ice alone and discuss rescue procedures in advance to ensure all riders know how to perform a rescue safely. Create a trip plan and tell someone what it is, including details like the names of everyone in the group, whose snowmobile is being used, where you are going, and when you are leaving. Take a Red Cross first aid class to learn the signs and treatment for cold-related emergencies, redcross.ca/findacourse.